Right. Have you ever thought about apps? You know, maybe you have these on your phone and maybe you use them and you think, how do they make these? Shall we find out? Because Vince Dovey is from a company called Scartrain and they make them. Hello.
Hi, how are you, Claire?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all, thank you.
Good. Tell me about Scartrain.
Well, I run a separate IT business, and for a good number of years now, we've been designing apps for other people. And then about 18 months or so ago, my lad decided that he wanted to start walking to school alone and spreading his wings a bit. And I looked at various apps out there, and I thought, well, I could do one of those. So I built him a little app for him and his friends so they could walk safely to school. And if anything happened, it would alert me or his mother. And then it sort of grew and grew and grew. And then we decided that we would build an app that hopefully supports people when travelling alone. So we worked very closely with Chester University in the Shrewsbury campus. And we very quickly found out that any sort of app like this, if you try and put a tracker on a young person's phone, they're not going to want mum and dad knowing where they are at 10:30 on a Friday night when they're at university or college. They want a bit of independence.
Yeah.
So we redesigned it so it's not a tracker. So it doesn't, unless there's an emergency,
okay,
it doesn't track. It's just there to support people when they're travelling alone. And so far, touch wood, it seems to be getting a bit of traction.
So if this is me then and I'm using it and I get somewhere, what do I need to do to let you know that I'm okay?
Well, what you do is designed, how can I put this politely? It's designed so it can be used by anybody, even if someone's been out on a night out, shall we say.
Okay.
You set up a location, home, work, boyfriend, girlfriend, mum, dad, halls, residence, whatever it is, and you attach a contact to that. That address, and that could be your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your mum, your dad, or whatever. And then you just press a simple button that says go, and then it calculates roughly how long it should take you to walk home. And then when you arrive home, just end the journey, and all's good, and no records kept of that journey, no one knows about it, no one's interested. If you don't arrive at that location at the time within the time scale, it just the phone vibrates and lets out a little buzzing noise just to remind you that it's still running. Because,
yeah,
let's face it, you may have got home, sat down, fallen asleep on the sofa. It's only if you don't do anything 5 minutes after that, then it just sends a text message to your designated contact.
Mm.
And that designated contact says, Claire was leaving, I don't know, the Armory pub. She was walking home. She should have been home at this time. Click on this link and that's her exact location.
Right, that's okay.
Updated, that's updated every 30 seconds to a minute. But no one else sees that journey. So I won't see it, my company won't see it, no one else can see it, only your contact.
Brilliant. And how long has this been available?
We launched just over a month ago. What we're, although it's available on the App Store and the Play Store, what we're focusing on is speaking to universities and colleges, and offering them blanket licenses to cover all staff and all students. Because it's a subscription model, it's only a small subscription. I'd hate for someone to be left out just because they may be short of a quid or so each month.
Got you.
I don't think that's particularly fair. So I think we're in discussion with 12 universities and 7 or 8 colleges about blanket licenses for all staff.
Wow, right, okay. What's it called?
It's called SafeStep.
Fabulous, right. So
can I give you a website for it? Is
yes,
that right?
Of course you can. Go for it.
It's safestep-app.co.uk.
Okay.
But yeah, we're trying to just assist people going about their day-to-day lives, and giving a bit of comfort to worried parents like my wife.
Absolutely.
When kids do try and spread their wings, and they should be able to spread their wings.
No, but at least you've got a bit of reassurance with this. So you're going to be developing more apps then?
Well, we're currently focusing on a two more apps. I can't say too much about them because they're not out there yet, but we're trying to focus on good deeds, if I can put it that way. So one of them's for wheelchair users, and the second one is for local independent shops.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you finish them and we can talk about it, you can tell me, come on and tell us all about them.
Claire, I'd absolutely love to.
Right, brilliant. So that sounds like amazing stuff. Thanks for telling us all about that, Vince.
Claire, thanks for having me on the show.
All right. What are you having for tea?
Well, I'm parked up outside the quarry. I'm about to take 20 Beaver Scouts on an orienteering hour or two. They're standing... Four or five of them are standing by the car, tapping their imaginary watches. T's gonna wait for a little while.
Right, okay then. Have fun.
Oh, I will do.
Yeah, I'm sure. Take care, Vince.
Right.
Thanks very much.
Take care.
Vince Dovey, the managing director of Scartrain, and that app is called SafeStep, if you want to have a look at it.